From our studios in downtown Portland, Oregon, this is a Coin6 Digital exclusive.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back into another Your Weather Week podcast. It is Tuesday, May 19th. I'm meteorologist Kelly Bayern, and we've got Joseph Dames, our weekend meteorologist. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning. We're smack dab in the middle of the month.
Yes, we are. And hey, today's also special. It is your birthday.
It is.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much to everyone out there. Thank you.
Yeah, do you feel special? Did you wake up just smiling, it's your birthday, you know?
I didn't. Well, I mean, late last night, I was up beyond midnight. I was like, oh, man, it's my birthday. And it's good. I turned 30 in Portland. So I got here when I was 29. I'm now 34. So I've been here for some time.
Good handful of years.
It's going by quick, though.
Uh-huh.
And that's what they say. So nice rainy day. Well, kind of overcast day.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the nicest of birthdays, but I'll take it.
Yeah. That's awesome. Well, hope you enjoy your day after get to the forecast here. So let's talk about this week. We are seeing some unsettled conditions again. You know, it's very spring-like of these showers to move in, and then we get some sun breaks too. So again, this week, kind of seeing more spring-like weather.
Yeah, temperatures not very warm either, like you said, and especially on Thursday, but we had a nice wet day to begin the week. We had some good rain on Monday, and I don't think we're going to see too much. We had like a weak ridge trying to push on in when I was looking at the forecast today, and then it kind of, you know, it wasn't much, but I think it's enough to keep us pretty dry the next 2 days or so.
Yeah, I think today, so Tuesday afternoon and Wednesday, we're not going to be as wet as we started out the week with a lot of soggy conditions across the valley. I think Portland picked up maybe close to a quarter of an inch of rain just throughout the morning time yesterday. So Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll see a chance for light showers throughout the afternoon, but I think both days will stay mainly cloudy. So fairly good to get outside, maybe do some more yard work or get some exercise in. We do see mainly a westerly push of air. The jet stream is kind of working in from the west-northwest. So we'll keep those low marine clouds over us and maybe get some breaks in those clouds. But the weather's fairly calm going into the next couple of days.
Yeah, and I think by Thursday, a little weak disturbance rolls on, and temperatures might not even break 60. We might only be somewhere in the upper 50s on Thursday. So this is like a pretty cool week as far as temperatures go as well.
Yeah.
Below average. I think our average is supposed to be in the upper 60s now.
Yeah, I think it's 69 degrees for today. And by the end of it, I think we're close to 70. Even maybe Wednesday, our averages move up into the into about 70 degrees.
Oh, we're doing it?
Yeah, I believe so.
All right.
We may have to double check that, but
close.
We're close. We're close to 70 on average. So I think by the end of the week, we're definitely there. And yeah, so Thursday does seem a little bit cooler. Until then, we'll be in the low 60s, but we dropped to the upper 50s on Thursday. So almost a 10-degree drop from our averages. The good news is we pick it right back up into Friday and Saturday. We start to build a little bit of a ridge. You know, our systems kind of work out the door. We stay mainly dry by Friday evening into the start of Memorial Day weekend, which is on Monday. So Saturday, looking at a dry day and temperatures in the upper 60s, and then Sunday looks like we'll hit 70 again.
Yeah, which would be nice for the weekend. I was really hoping that we would get somewhere around a half an inch to an inch of rain this week. An inch was really, really, really hopeful. So we'll see if we still can pick up maybe a half an inch or so. We had a good start on Monday. But May's trying really, really hard to, like, bring some rain in, which I appreciate because it's been so dry, you know. And last I looked, we were right around average or maybe above average for the month. So cross our fingers that, you know, it keeps ongoing.
Yeah, so I just checked this morning, and Monday's rain really helped us out. Saturday was also very wet, too, across the region, especially in the evening time. So we're sitting at about 1.6 inches of rain, so above an inch and a half, and we're at above normal totals now at this point in May. So it is good to see, and we will get a little bit more rain, you know, the next couple of days. Some of those light showers may bring us some measurable rain here at PDX. today and also Wednesday. And then come Thursday's, you know, weak system, we could see maybe another 0.2 inch of rain. So I think we'll get close to 0.5 inch, maybe give or take 0.1 inch or so by the end of the week before things dry out briefly on Saturday. So yeah, May is trying to make a comeback here, which is good to see because we have been monitoring the drought very closely in Oregon, and we've got 97% of the state at some portion of a drought, you know, status right. or level, and a moderate drought is the most prominent one, and that features most of the Willamette Valley. An extreme drought, which means that impacts are already being seen and felt, and will continue into the rest of the year. That's mostly out in southwestern Oregon, so areas of the Rogue Valley near Medford and then also Northern California. So we would love to see the rain, and so far May is coming in with some good moisture.
It is, yeah. I think I read earlier, maybe a day or two ago, that I believe our last like 4 or 5 Mays have all been below average. So this might actually be the first May in quite some time that we actually even get to average, which... we'll take it. That's not going to be enough to like boost us out of this drought, I don't think. But
yeah.
It's just we've just had very dry Mays the last 4 or 5 years, so it'll be good to hit our average, which I think is supposed to be somewhere right around 2.5 inches.
I think it's above 2 inches. So, I mean, we still have a few weeks left of the month. So hopefully we get some more rainy systems. And I mean, speaking of the water year, which always starts in October, I think we're at about a 9-inch deficit of rain. So since October, we have seen below normal rain each month except for January, which was very soggy. So yeah, we're down 9 inches of rain, and May so far bringing us a little more than normal at this point in the month, which is good to see.
Yeah. 9 inches feels like a lot, but then I try to think of like, well, if we got 9 more inches, it would have been really, it would have felt really wet, I think. But we just had some really dry months. What was April? It was like the 4th driest or 3rd driest on record. We didn't even crack 1 inch. So we could have used some rain there. So there's a couple inches, but like 9 inches, wow, that feels like a lot.
I know. And it's likely we're not going to make up for it because we kind of enter the dry season. You know, on average, I think in June, if you remember, maybe our averages are around 1 inch or a little more. You know, it's like within that 1-inch to 2-inch mark on average. And then we just entered July, August, and those are our averages are below 1 inch. Yeah, closer to 0.5 inch. So we don't really see much rain normally the next several months until we hit fall. But the most important portions of the year for growing in the valley, you know, come within late spring and then into summer. So I think there will be some issues moving forward. And that'll be something that COIN consistently tracks as we head into these next few months.
Yeah, and to bring it all around, that's why we are very hopeful about the rain this week. We went off there for a while there, but we're just happy that we're seeing rain this week.
Exactly. It's kind of a new thing here. So, yeah. I mean, do carry your rain jackets if you're going to be outside. I think Tuesday and Wednesday will give us plenty of dry moments, but there could be just a pop-up light shower that moves in throughout the afternoon. And Thursday, likely the wettest day of the week, I think, or just more persistent rain throughout the morning time and into the afternoon as well.
No big changes in the forecast from the next couple of days until about Thursday.
Mm-hmm. And then it's Memorial Day weekend. So, I mean, we're looking at slight warming back into the upper 60s to low 70s and mainly dry. I think Sunday night there's a quick chance for some evening showers that head into Monday morning. So just a little bit of quick rainfall into Memorial Day on Monday and then back to dry conditions. So we'll see. We'll see how that turns out for the holiday weekend. All right. Well, thanks for joining us in this week's Your Weather podcast. We'll catch you in the next one.
Yes, see ya.
The COIN 6 Podcast Network is your home for all sorts of content you can't find anywhere else. Visit coin.com/coinpodcast to see our entire library. And you can always subscribe to all of the COIN 6 podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.